Ball's in Harbor Beach. That's their 13th this half.
Might be on Sloan Klasky.
Number 22, Eli Kraft, is fourth with 5:37 left in the fourth quarter. So Bonhoff had the line shooting 2-4. Novell, he has 17 as of right now. Could make it 19. They lead by 23. Two shots coming, double bonus, and then some for the Panthers. Jim has gone deathly silent. Some of the crowd starting to leave. Bonhoff first, no good. That one on the way. Bonhoff second free throw. Up. And no good. Rebound, Seaman over to Klasky. That's out to the order to left wing. Hands it for three from way downtown. It's up. Short. Rebound, Seaman. And to Kraft left wing. Seaman now in the corner. Drives in. Picks up his dribble. Kraft's out of the key. 5:20 to play in the fourth. 58-35, Novell. Kraft resets things. Over to Klasky. Drives in from the left elbow. And there's a foul. Looks like it's going to be Harbor Beach shooting 1-1. Fouls on number 40, Sullivan. Fouls on number 30, Ty Jacobs.
Is Andrew Seaman on the line?
Andrew Seaman is on the line, shooting 1-1. And it's good. So he has a second one coming. We haven't heard from Ryan Brown in a while. Ryan, what's the feel on that bench over there for Harbor Beach?
A little too quiet right now. Guys got to start getting the intensity back and make a push for these last 5 minutes.
Thank you, Ryan, for that. Second one's up and good. That only brings it down to a 21-point deficit for the Pirates. 58-37, 5:05 left in the fourth, and we have a timeout. Timeout called by Novell. They say they didn't want it, so they'll take it. They wanted five out was the call, the play call. The ref thought he said timeout. Now Ron Rubel telling him, being told to sit in his coach's box once again. So they're going to be charged with timeout anyway, and they're going to keep on rolling. Sullivan in the backcourt, going against Hansen. Five to play in Vassar. 58-37, Novell by 21. To number 24, that's Hammett, and there's a travel. That's the first one of the night, I believe.
You know, it was either that or a foul, one of the two, and it was a good call.
Harbor Beach ball, 90 feet from the hoop on the left side of your radio. And Kraft passes it over to Klasky. He gets back to Kraft. Cross midcourt. Here come the Pirates. Novell in his own defense. Into the right corner to Klasky, back to Kraft. As the free throw line booms into Seaman left post. Goes up for the shot. And it's good.
Pretty play.
Andrew Seaman. Now it's 16 points for the Pirates, leading the orange and black.
Jordan Booms had an assist on that one. It's a really nice high-low play, Clark.
Joey Bahalski over to number 30. Ty Jacobs back up to Bonhoff, way away from the hoop. And Klasky strips him. And here he comes. It's 3-on-2 Pirates. Klasky goes up with a shot. There's no hit, and there's a whistle. So Klasky going for the old-fashioned three-point play here. That's going to be the 18th foul on second as well. Also, the number 32, Trevor Bonhoff, that's his third. Nice, excuse me. Sloan Klasky now with 7 points, trying to make it 8, and we have a timeout. Full timeout called by Sagan Novell. Ryan Brown will listen in perhaps here to Harbor Beach. We'll be back right after this.
A lot has changed since 1948. Bread was only 14 cents a loaf, gasoline, a mere 16 cents a gallon. But the one thing that has stood the test of time is at Ramsey Funeral Home, it's still our family serving yours. For over 63 years now, spanning three generations, it's still Ramsey Funeral Home serving you and your family from our family. You can view obituaries 24 hours a day at RamseyFH.com. Once again, that's RamseyFH.com. Ramsey Funeral Home, our family serving yours since 1948.
One. Novell leads Tyra Beach. Sloan Klasky trying to complete a three-point play here.
Second on Novell is in the second half, or the last quarter, has gone to a stall, basically. They're not really looking to score. And it's starting to backfire on them a little bit.
As Sloan Klasky cuts down the lead with the main free throw to 16. Ryan Brown, what'd you find out in that huddle?
The players want to look to cut off dribble drive defensively as well as offense. Look to dribble drive and get to the rack, see if they can get some and one, finish them at the rack, and maybe get some kick outs for three-point shots.
Thank you, Ryan. Looks like Harvey has a little extra kick in their steps on Lee Bonhoff at the right wing behind against Klasky, trying to get another steal. Picks up his dribble over to number 40, Sullivan. Still picked up by Klasky. Now it's just top of the key. 3:48 left in the fourth.
Novell still working on the clock.
Over to Joey Bahalski, right wing, now to the left wing to Sullivan, and that's a grab by Sloan Klasky. Tried to go for the steal, instead he goes gets for the foul. 14th team foul on Harbor Beach. That's going to set Novell to the line, shooting two. Number 40, Ryan Sullivan at the line. Shooting two, he has not scored yet in this game.
Well, he was one of the few.
16 points between Novell and Harbor Beach. And the first three throws, no good for Sullivan. So, Harbor Beach with one last push here.
Well, the question is there enough time left on the clock?
3:41 left in the fourth, you never know. And the second free throw is no good. He's a rebound Seaman in the grass hands up Klasky across midcourt on the left wing. And he lost. He tried to go behind the back and out of bounds. 3:54 left, and now we have And we have substitution. Zach Collins comes back in for Novell. He replaces Sullivan. Over to number 30. That's it into Collins. Going against Kraft. Full court pressure from Sol. Kraft over the right wing. Number 30, Hammond. Jacobs. Right wing. Drives in. Loses it. And should have been a travel, but not.
You can't get your own pass.
And Joey Bahalski resets the offense at the top of the key. 3:13 left now in the fourth, 58-42. Harvey trailing by 16. Collins over to Bonhoff, drives into the free throw line, picks up a dribble to the right wing. Back up to Collins, just milking the clock now. Hanson going for the steal, none there though. Back up to number 24. That's Nick Hammond. Bonhoff on the right wing, going against Klasky. Collins now drives into the wide open paint, goes up for the shot, partially tipped. But Bonhoff is there to save it. He now has 19 points and pushes it back to an 18-point lead. 2:38 left in the fourth quarter, 60-42. Traps into the high post, boom, speeds it into wide open Klasky for two. It's good. Sloan Klasky now with 10 points. We have a timeout called by Harbor Beach. That's going to be a full timeout. That's all they have left. We'll be back right after this.
Tax season is here and everyone is looking forward to getting money back from their tax returns. However, wouldn't it be nice to get $100 back from your cell provider? Announcing Thumb Cellular's $100 Tax Time Sales Event. That's right. Now through Saturday, April 21st, Thumb Cellular is giving $100 of free credit to anyone who upgrades their service or adds a phone to their account. So make the switch to Thumb Cellular, upgrade your service, or add a phone to your account now and get your $100 in free credit. Use it towards a new phone to make it free. Use it for accessories like a Bluetooth headset, car charger, case, and more. A refund where you decide where to spend it. But you have until Saturday, April 21st only. Terms of service apply. So hurry to your nearest Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, and Sandusky, the talk of the Thumb.
Tonka, Tonka, Tonka the Thumb.
Harry trails by 16, 60-44. And Collins brings it up for Novell. Back up top of the order to the right wing, Joey Bahalski. Back over to the 24, and there's the whistle. Nick Hammond with it. It's going to be foul against number 32, Jordan Boom. That's going to be his fourth. That's going to be the fifth foul in the second half for Harbor Beach.
Normally a good foul shooter, 86% from the foul line. Nick Gammons is 0 for 4 in this half.